Larry Bailey here with Awesome Technologies Inc., bringing you this week's review for the weekly newsletter. Today's April 29th, 2024. We're going to go back through the week of April 22nd, 2024. But before we do that, make sure you head over to mbshighway.com to get all this information delivered directly to you. And also get over to masteringencompass.com if you want to make sure you know how to master your Encompass platform. There's training for admins, especially if you want to get certified. There's training for users as well. And most importantly, we've got a brand new course that we dropped. It's called Mastering Encompass Web Essentials. So it helps you understand exactly what's happening with Encompass Web, helps you understand that you can still use Encompass Desktop while you're leveraging web settings to get the absolute best performing Encompass that you have right now. So let's get into the stories. With the progress lower on inflation remaining stalled, and while signed contracts on both new and existing homes rebounded in March, let's go through these headlines from last week. The first is inflation progress getting harder. The next story is new home sales data confuses media. Next story is signed contracts on existing homes march higher. The next story is first quarter GDP weaker than expected. And the last story is initial jobless claims hit a 9-week low. If you're listening to this on podcast, thank you very much. We always appreciate you heading over to the podcast and checking things out. If you ever want to watch this full video, including everything on screen share, head over to Mortgage Community and check out everything here directly. So inflation progress getting harder is the very first story here, and you'll see an image here on the screen. It's coming from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And here's a story. March's personal consumption expenditures, remember that's the Fed's favored measure, it showed that the headline inflation rose 0.3% from February, with the year-over-year reading up from 2.5% to 2.7%. Remember, the core PCE is the Fed's preferred method, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, also rose by 0.3% monthly. The year-over-year reading held steady at 2.8%, stalling progress towards the Fed's 2% target. Bottom line here, gang, is the Fed has been working hard, we know this, to tame inflation. It's hiked its benchmark Fed funds rate, which is the overnight borrowing rate for banks, 11 times since March 22 to July 23. These hikes were also designed to slow the economy by making borrowing more expensive, thanks Fed, lowering the demand for goods and thereby reducing the pricing pressure and inflation. Fed has held rates steady since last September because inflation had been showing good progress lower before stalling in more recent reports. At their meeting in March, the Fed still signaled that 3 cuts were ahead this year. Are they or will they change their tune at their next meeting that's happening next week? So we'll find out Wednesday with their monetary policy statements and press conference. I guess that's this week, actually. The way that text is written, it's actually this week. Last week's in review, next week is this week. Anyhow, here's the next story. New home sales data confuses media. Again, I don't know who MBS believes is the media, but I guess it's the media, whatever that means. So you get an image on here from the U.S. Census Bureau and HUD, and after falling in February, signed contracts on new homes rebounded 8.8% in March to a 693,000 unit annualized pace, reaching their highest levels since September. Sales were also 8.3% higher than a year earlier, as the persistent shortage of previously owned homes for sales continued to fuel demand for new construction. Bottom line here is that despite the strong headline figure, some media pundits, I don't know who these people are, pointed to the decline in median sales price, which is down nearly 2% from a year ago, to say the report was a miss. But the median sales price did not decline because of falling home prices, by the way, which continue to rise per the Case-Shiller and other indexes, or a growing number of price cuts from builders. In fact, 36% of builders reported cutting prices in December, versus just 24% in March and 22% in April per the National Association of Home Builders. The median sales price represents the mid price of sales, meaning it's influenced by the mix of sales in any given month. March's decline in the median sales price stems from the sale of more homes at lower price points. Builders are constructing smaller, more affordable homes to meet buyer demand, and that pushed the median sales price lower comparatively. Yeah, that is a miss. If anybody's reporting the median home sales are down that way, That means that all the prices are dropping. No, that is fake news. Here's the next story. Signed contracts on existing homes march higher. We get a nice image on here from the National Association of Realtors. So the pending home sales rose 3.4% from February to March per the National Association of Home Realtors, also known as NAR. Comes in well above estimates. This report measured signed contracts on existing homes, making it an important forward-looking indicator for closing on these homes, which is measured in the existing home sales report. Bottom line here is the pending home sales index hit its highest level in a year, showing that activity is picking up heading into the spring home buying season. An increase in inventory and eventual decline in mortgage rates will only boost these sales figures, with the NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Young, noting that, quote, inventory will grow steadily from more home construction and various life-changing events will require people to trade up, trade down, or just simply move to another location, close quote. I would agree with that, Lawrence. I would agree with that. Here's the next story, and this is, the first quarter GDP came out and it was weaker than expected. So the first reading of the first quarter for 2024 gross domestic product, also known as GDP, showed that the U.S. economy grew by 1.6%, and this was well below the 2.5% estimate and the 3.4% growth seen in fourth quarter last year. Bottom line here, gang, is slower economic growth is typically good news for the bond market, but the hotter-than-expected inflation component within the report led to a sell-off when the data was reported last Thursday. Note that this data is subject to revision when the second and final readings are released May 30th and June 27th, respectively. However, the weaker-than-expected initial reading is disappointing, even though given that the GDP functions as a scorecard for the country's economic health. And, over here in the top right, again, this is a live feed of the MBS right now, and it's up 12 basis points from where it opened. So tells you maybe some people are thinking, maybe we need a little bit of safety in those bonds, and maybe we need to get those prices propped up. We'll see what happens. Here's the next story. Initial jobless claims hit a 9-week low. Initial jobless claims fell by 5,000 in the latest week as another 207,000 people file for unemployment benefits for the very first time. Continuing claims also declined by 15,000, with 1.781 million people still receiving benefits after filing their initial claim. So the bottom line here is the low level of initial jobless claims suggests that employers are still trying to hold on to their workers, yet continuing claims are still trending some of the near hottest levels we've seen in recent years, as challenges remain for job seekers searching for the next position. May 2nd is the National Truffles Day. Don't know what that means. There's a great recipe on here for celebrating that National Truffles Day with some delicious and decadent chocolate truffles, courtesy of the New York Times cooking. And if you want to see this recipe, head over to mortgage.community and check it out. Somewhere around the 8th minute, you can check it out there. So here's what to look for this week. Housing and labor sector data will share headlines with the Fed, starting Tuesday with appreciation data for February from Case-Shiller and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, also known as FHFA. We'll also see updates on job openings and private payrolls, that's Wednesday, and unemployment claims Thursday, and non-farm payrolls with the unemployment rate Friday. The Fed's meeting begins this week. See, I told you it was this week. The Fed meetings begin the Tuesday with their monetary policy statements and press conference coming on Wednesday. That's when they tell everybody kind of what they said. Investors will closely be listening for news regarding the timing of rate cuts later this year, if at all. We'll have to see. Have to see what happens. So my name is Larry Bailey. Thanks very much for always listening. And again, if you want to check out, if you want to become a master, truthfully, if you want to really know how to make your Encompass do what you always thought it should be able to do, but think it can't, or somebody told you it can't, I have yet to be challenged here. And I'm telling you right now, if you're spending money on third-party technology, you should really revisit that, because there is a ton of new functionality that's come out, and it continues to come out from ICE Mortgage Technology, making third-party technology less and less relevant. And I love it. I love to get more into the native Encompass, because that means you have more power to spend less money with other people and just use Encompass every way that you can. And the Mastering Encompass series teaches that to you, both as an admin as well as a user. So head over there and check it out. That's masteringcompass.com. My name is Larry Bailey. You guys have a great rest of your day. Take care.